This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper say they'll support the Election Worker Protection Act. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports election workers have faced a rise in threats since 2020.
The bill would provide resources to states to recruit and train election workers, as well as create safeguards to prevent intimidation against those workers. Bennett says the legislation also would make threatening an election worker a federal crime. The bill has support from a number of secretaries of state, including Colorado's Jenna Griswold. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver International Airport has proposed a $1.3 billion budget for next year. That's about $100 million larger than this year. The increase comes as officials project airport traffic will exceed pre-pandemic levels in 2023. The airport is expecting 74 million passengers. A state audit shows more school districts with healthy fiscal outlooks this year compared to 2020. Colorado Public Radio education reporter Jenny Brundine reports.
Auditors found 17 of the state's 178 school districts missed one of six financial benchmarks, such as a district's operating revenue or its debt burden. In 2020, it was 20 districts. Missed benchmarks can warn of financial stress. Among the districts that missed two benchmarks is School District 27J in Brighton. Voters have rejected every attempt to boost a local school property tax, so the district spent down its fund balance to invest in staffing and technology. Other districts had to use reserve money to address student needs and building maintenance. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Right now in Denver, it's 80 degrees. This is CPR News.